Hello, neighbors! Welcome to Late Bloomers, where we share movie reviews, unpopular opinion, thoughts on pop culture, and snippets of mga ganyan-ganyan. I'm Yin.
I'm Nin.
And we'll see you in our next episode.
So my number one thing is, I don't want the process of like getting pregnant and having to give birth.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's more because of Catholic school where they make you watch this really painful video of someone giving birth.
Huh? You put an elmo?
I don't know if that's because I watched that or even...
But like, gago kay sila kay unsa lugar ang babae ra ilang gahadlukon,
diba? Or even before, like, they could get out pain, so I don't like.
Oh, I understand that part.
And it's weird kay sa ako, kay for me, it feels alien to have something inside you.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's so weird. Like, there's like human inside of you. Like, that's so alien-y.
No.
Like, what?
Now that I think about it, like, with a detached. Like, I've never thought about that, pero.
There's something growing inside you. That's weird. Okay, maybe it's natural, but like for me,
it can be weird.
Maybe I watch too much sci-fi or like alien movies.
No.
Yeah. And then and another thing is like, you could financially stable. Even like with dating lang when I lived in Manila.
Cuz you're going to be measured na po according to your financial.
Yeah, you're measured status. According to your financial status, your stability somewhere. So I didn't feel ready to be judged na how much do you earn? What do you do is fine. I have a good, like, you know, my job is, it's pretty cool. It's a good job, but it's not a stable, it's stable, pero
it doesn't pay
enough.
Even to date, had it pa na family.
Hindi na family, it doesn't even pay enough for a single person living in a big city.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see myself being in a relationship and escalating that into more. Kimura, I can't afford it.
Yeah, and to clarify, that's living alone, ha? Not parang, letting your parents pay the rent and stuff. So it's really hard to survive in that kind of income.
Yeah, I think a lot of Filipinos, especially the Philippines, when I was there, where they could not understand because they weren't paying rent.
Yeah. That's a really big chunk of your income.
Like, they would say, why don't you just move to a cheaper place? In the slums near my place.
Mahal.
Yeah. 5,000 for a studio unit. So, you're left with renting a bunk bed.
Mm-mm.
And
mahal gyapo ng bunk bed.
Oo. And honestly, some people, Murgdale, koan ka nang. It really depends on what you value, mansa, diba? For me,
peace of mind.
And I'm already stressed at work. I'm stressed with my commute. Dapat when I get home, it's a place where I can have my own space. So, a bunk bed will not do for me, Mark.
Exactly.
Mark, this is why I'm trying. Mark, you have to not... I mean, yeah, survival, gina city, pero dapat na mag-carve out, put kag space for you, a safe space for yourself.
Mm-mm.
And so, kana ang akong koan. And people just, like... A lot of kids, because they live with their parents.
Yeah,
this is not like,
but I bought something, or I bought this bag with my own money. And okay, you're proud, and it's good that you
worked
for it.
But ang basic necessities, like your rent, your groceries, your electricity.
You have to express that as well. Okay, ang mga people na dili as privileged as you to have parents na where you can live with. And they come pay for rent, they'll be like, oh, why don't I have that?
Yeah.
Insecure sila. But actually, they're doing more than you are.
Yeah, they're working really hard. Yeah. Harder than you are because they're paying for themselves.
Yeah.
And some of them even have to be the breadwinner
for their family.
So sila, tanan, sila magpadala. So diligid siya. Like, lahigid ang standard. So, muna.
That's why you don't want a baby.
That's why I don't want a baby. And that's why I didn't get into relationships.
Relationships like dating and...
Yeah, but like, so this isn't even about a baby. Apart from not wanting a relationship, hindi lang financial, it was also okay. Na ako'y certain self-awareness that dili pa strong akong sense of self.
Oh, really?
Na I could probably, right, di ba people pleaser ko? So,
yeah.
If I get into a relationship right now, or if I like someone else, part of me will adjust my personality to fit that person.
Yeah.
And I knew, aware ko na that could happen, so I didn't want to date anyone.
Which is a good decision, I think. Oh.
I need to be, sure, i-fortify sa na akong self-identity.
Yeah, I love that word, fortify.
Before ko mong go into a relationship. Because they could be really nice people, but because I really want to please them, i-compromise na ko akong self.
Yeah.
And ma-unhappy ko, di ba? And then ma-blame na lang ako sila. So, I think that's also part of the reason. And, yeah. And I think I see people that happens to them na i-compromise na ilang personality and they kind of shift into this persona of kung sa ideal sa ilang partner, ilang i-morph ilang self into that. And so, in fact, actually, di nila ma-realize na unhappy kay sila or this is not who they are.
Yeah.
And so, they blame
the partner.
The partner, the place
they're living in,
or, you know, and they don't realize na they did that.
Because it's also like putting the burden and the onus of your happiness to your partner, namrag. Oh, they should think about me or making me happy. Parang you're already passive. You're not actively searching for what you want.
Yeah.
And pursuing what you want.
Yeah.
And then you get frustrated that the other person doesn't understand.
Yeah. And understandably, because we're just becoming, diba? People aren't complete.
Yeah.
By a certain point in their life, you're just learning. Understandably, you look for other people.
Yeah, and ideas, or you follow other people.
But,
Self-awareness
na dili sila ang mag-cause sa imo. They can add to your happiness and to your fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, nagi part na dili gid sila ang maka-shape.
Shape.
Ikaw regyud. And then, I sing your ilang company sa imo. They make you feel happy, that's great. But they don't have that burden of making you feel happy. And they don't need to be everything. Kato yung mong gimension na morag. People that karon kay isolated ta, so atong expectation is atong partner will morag supply everything.
Yes. Will fulfill. So, in the past, ang marriage mo karon is marriage for love. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has all its good things, right? Because you're choosing the person. But then, morag, you're so isolated na there's just the two of you. In the past, ang marriage is relationship, ana, is economic and social, so the community is involved. So, okay, maybe there's no love, but there's a community around it. And then, so, let's say you find comfort in your friends, your family, your community, in your religion. But then, now, since we don't really have that, parang all those things that you used to get from other people or from your community, you lump it together and expect it from your partner. So it's harder for that relationship. Because, of course, one person cannot supply everything. So, yeah. I don't know, how did that just not, parang you should also take an active role for parang fulfilling your own needs and interests.
Yeah.
Oh, babies, but then...
But nga nung dili ka, ikaw nga nung dili ka.
Okay, so for me, same with the financial, I think a lot of us I mean, people our age are considering that. But then for me, it's not the physical. I feel like, I don't know, just based on our history as a family, I think it will be easy for me physically. Or I just haven't thought about it. But it's more like the raising of a child. Like you're raising a human being, a person. Like I'm so scared if they'll become evil or if they will hate me. Or like I'm scared to damage them. Yeah. Charlotte. Therapy podcast. But episode, Charlotte.
I think that kids where you just have to provide them with a really safe space.
Yeah.
An encouraging environment. And then but also teach them about failure. Like really, kind of life lessons they mga ka-learn now as an adult.
When I
teach that ni mo, inculcate ni mo sa mong kids, and yeah. I feel like they'll grow up to be balanced or. Yeah.
I like the part where you kanang failure part.
Yeah, because especially sa Philippine culture, failure is such a bad.
Yeah.
Like it's not an option.
Not an option, because I guess we're poor and. I mean, as a country ba,
mm-hmm.
na maybe parang if you fail, it's sayang or something.
Uh-huh.
But actually, life isn't perfect. So what you have to do is just to prepare yourself to deal with failure. Not be a failure.
Yeah. Like, how do you
deal with a setback?
Yeah, how to react, how to accept something and then get back again.
Yeah.
Because wala man na natudlo sa ato after a failure. No one ever said how to
get back up.
It
just stops there.
It stops there. Oh, you failed. That's it.
Yeah. And
don't ever fail.
Yeah. And as an example lang, among the very many examples, it's like grades or school. Because, diba, very tangible. Oh, you fail. Because. Tres is passing, right?
Tres is passing.
Okay, after tres, so cinco. Five is fail. And parang it's such a big deal. But I really admire people na they just shrug that thing off and then proceed. Pero there's less of them, I think. Because ang upbringing is more like, abuguan mo. Right, you're so stupid for failing. But it's like, but you'll fail eventually at one point, even if summa cum laude ka, maybe in your relationship or basta you'll fail at something at work, you forget to do something, like even if it's not grades, but then how do you deal with it, diba?
That's true.
Like, I think shift dapat ang focus. And I think that's why I'm broken kay ang child or ang person, because mag-focus na sila on identifying with a failure when in fact that's just like a stage or like a phase that they can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm scared of like failing as a parent. Shut up.
Pero how can you say you failed as a parent? Like, what's my standard? What's my...
Well, that's true.
Like, what's a perfect child? I don't know.
And what's
like,
a perfect parent?
What's a perfect parent? There's nothing, like everything that we've learned so far has been like built on the mistakes of
other people
or previous generations and or mga setbacks, like reaction to. So,
yeah. I guess mas informed naman. I mean, there were experiences that have informed me naman po. Well, ano lang good siya, part of the fears lang. Syempre.
I think you'll do well. And then, that kid is gonna be surrounded one side with other people.
That's true. I think kana marag, the kid has to know, apart from their parents, kana other adults.
Yeah.
Na well balanced, hopefully. Well balanced
adults.
Yeah. No more she. Feeling ako she joke. That they will see good examples.
Healthy adults.
No?
Yeah, it's really good to expose them to that. Ako, kidi ko scared to raise a kid. Like, if I had the money.
Mag-adopt ka.
And
And a surrogate mo.
Like, ikaw na lang. But if I were financially stable and then there was a child, I'm not afraid to raise that child. I could be a good mom. Like, I know I would be a cool mom. Mm-hmm. I'd be a really good mom, I think. Mm-hmm. But I just... Wala lang kuy desire really to be a mom. Like, mm-hmm. some people, I've always wanted to be a mom.
Actually, me too. I mean, I've never had the desire to be a mom.
Same.
Like, I cannot feel that natural feeling, oh my God, I want a child, I want to give birth. Wala yun. Like, I don't...
Even when I, like, hold babies or, like, play with kids.
I love babies.
I mean, I used to say I hate kids, but I really work well with kids and I play with them. But
kids love you.
That's true. Pero wala ko yung maternal instinct in a way na morag. I want a kid too. I want a kid just like that. Wala.
Same. Ako po. I don't really... I mean, I don't... It's not that I don't want kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I will have children. Kaya morag, muna ang experience na... I think I want to have, but it's not like, oh my God, I want like wala you.
Oh wala. Even like an experience, more I'm okay living with my life. More I don't feel like I will be missing out.
Oh. Yeah, like, yeah, that's true.
I honestly am okay living a life without a kid.
Yeah.
If I had a kid, I will also be okay. But like, if dili mo change na akong life,
uh-oh.
Okay na sa ako. Dili ko kwan.
Now that I think about it, it's so funny. I think morag, I'm okay with having a kid because I think hubby wants children.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm ambivalent. So it's like, if he didn't want children, it's fine. Yeah. But if he wanted children, it's fine.
It's fine.
So I guess we're going to have children.
Yeah.
I'm so bad. Oh my God, my future kids will hear this and they'll be like...
But of course, we'll change when once
yeah, of course, kid. Like, you're going to love the children, right?
Yeah.
Pero, yeah, Mark, wala may kuy strong desire.
Ako po.
Ano ka, no? But like, I really, like, di ba our youngest, si Bibi, si Womaney, kay she, Mark, dako ang atong gap. Mm-hmm. Like, fun yun ay baby, di ba, sa balay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cute
take care
cute
baby. Siya na baby.
Cute na siya na baby.
Like, fun bito. Like, I mean, ano yun ang house na ay baby mo? Yeah. Siya?
Happy.
Happy house when there's a baby?
Yeah, I think so.
But,
wala ko this.
But I'll be fine if it's your baby.
I know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I never really asked my friends if they wanted children.
Children.
They all have children now.
Yeah.
Except my friend. Oh, I have a friend who really decided na not to they're not kids. Gonna have kids.
Like, even ako mga friends karon yun, wala ba kay duha ra ba ang naay kids?
Oh, okay.
Or tulo. Mm-hmm. Out of the many friends that I have.
Yeah.
Or like, I think ko if ever since kay career woman, yun ako mindset, but not...
I know na there's always that dichotomy na prevalent
yeah.
of career versus family. But actually, mm-hmm. feeling ako, dili pud ka ma-stop. Like, if you wanted to be a career woman but you wanted kids, I think you would.
That's
have
true.
Kids, I think dili lang gid ka.
Wala lang just sa ako.
Like, ako, I'm not so crazy about career, but I'm not really crazy about having kids.
Ako pud.
So.
In terms of career, I think about it as I've always wanted to do well and excel in a field that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Pero paano ko na siya nakuha?
So you wanna achieve that?
Oo, pero hindi siya super strong na, oh, musta kagig ko sa ladder, I'm gonna be the best, and I'm gonna be...
Or you just wanna find a life work na have fun.
Na I have fun, that I do well, and I get paid well.
Yeah.
And that could be... That I don't need to be the biggest boss or anything.
Yeah.
More, yeah.
I feel like that's a healthier, I know.
Which is weird. Goal. Okay. I don't know. Although, when I look at, like, women, more, akong ginatrack ilang kanang path or, like, nice certain jobs. Like, when I think about I Want TV, ang digital, ano, yun ko na, yun sa'y nag-lead ani. Like, I want, bye-bye. But, like, I wanted to be that
person.
Uh-huh. But not because I wanted to be the boss in a corporate world, but because
they created something that we all needed.
Yeah. Merg, na ako'y idea na I wanted to do that. Like, I wanted a content na more Filipino. But wala ko na path. Like, I didn't know how to rise up to that path or unsa na siya. So, seeing someone do that would be, okay. Wala akong gusto.
Yeah. We need to name her in the next few episodes, no?
Yeah, I actually already Googled in her.
I haven't really watched I Want TV, but I've seen all the trailers, and I'm like, oh my god, yes, this is what we need. Kanang mga very forward, very fearless stories. Ano yon?
No, I was like,
very fearless stories na hindi mahilap dun sa MTRCB.
Diba?
Yeah, and they're like available online because, you know, ang Filipino stuff sa TV, lisod mang good to move from the mainstream. So, having it online and experimenting with stories, like, it's so nice.
Nagimo, diba? So, her name is, ang digital media head of ABS-CBN is Elaine Uy Kasipit. So, I was like, yeah, I wanted to have kung unsa yung skill na na-learn.
And how she did it.
How she thought of it, like, on procedure.
That's, yeah, the process.
It's really the process that I want to to have.
It's not like the title.
Oh, it's not the title. It's not like the more career climb na kuan.
Because she's probably enjoying this.
Yeah. So, mo na kung gusto. Like, how did I... I feel like inhala, you can stay for in a place to learn all those skills.
Yeah.
But how do they stay in one place, though? Like,
basin kay, marag, they already had that goal. Well, we should ask them. No. But fino, nanasay goal, so marag, they knew, marag, unsa ilang ilearn. It's like going to school, but you already have a goal.
And what you want to learn.
Oh, na marag, dili kay ka masway. Or magli, like, if maglisod ka with something, you're like, okay, I need to in this or
diba?
Blah, blah, blah.
Because, like, speaking about career, like, ako karon, like, 1 year ko sa digital producer na role, pero nag-resign ko. More, I think, what if nagdugay ko ato na job, would I have, more, but, kunsa ka ang path, and then, like, diba, marketing karon, pero it's more administrative, really.
Yeah.
So, more, okay, gusto na ko mag-resign. More, like, gid ko kasi,
pero feeling na ko, matal mani mo if you're there long enough if it's worth something it. That will build up to that.
No? Like, if it's worth building.
And I've actually, unfortunately, wala pa ko experience na yung anak.
You saw yourself na makabuild up ni siya na.
Oh, well, siguro ka to akong job with the Marine Center.
You
like,
saw it.
I'm not trained as a biologist, but feeling na ko, if I stayed, ma-influence ko, nag-master, siguro mag-learn ko.
Or mo build up ni mo yung
And I'll do something related. Even if dili, okay, let's say I don't end up doing bio or anything technical, but I would go towards my environmental stuff. Ana.
Because that was a place where you felt like
you learn every day. You learn or mar, basta mas paspas mo learning.
Diba?
Compared to my current one. Well,
same po.
Diba?
Oh, like, I think when sa akong role as a producer, quote-unquote, digital producer.
Hindi man quote, producer man.
Producer man yung call. But in that year, more limited akong learning. Like, I wasn't really learning.
Plus, your company borrows your equipment.
That's true. Merg, I was just repeating what I already
knew.
And then, wala ko'y guide or direction to take where I can go up. Because that was the ceiling of that position, Merg.
Yeah.
Who else was I going to turn to improve or like to become? I mean, pwede siguro marketing strategist or something, but it was too small a company for you to be mentored to.
And sometimes, I think there are different kinds of small companies.
Mm-hmm.
If that was a small company na expand, that you really see it, then you could have probably stayed
and then
ikaw ang isa sa founders na pasaka.
Kailang ihatag sa imong role na maski dili ni mo siya gitunan, merg ihatag sa imo.
Because and you learn along the way and grow the company. Yeah. But this company was very stagnant. And
that's true, stagnant very, siya.
Ang funny mangod kay merg, small siya na company, startup ko no, but very traditional ang ilang pag-run.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you wouldn't grow there at all. Because they run it like, yeah.
And even now, like, I think about it now too, pero, napolitiko ko.
Diba?
Oh. Yeah, like, if I were in the position of my coworker, yes. Mugrow gid ko and musaka ko.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, that's not what happened.
Unfortunately, they're not trained in
bias training.
Oh. So, that's fine. I mean, you can look elsewhere if these people
are. I guess frustrating lang because you see these people, they grow in these roles, and then it's still finding where you can grow.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think I'm in the wrong soil.
or the industry is wrong.
The industry is wrong.
Because when I worked in logistics, it was very traditional, like very, very boys koan, like. I mean, we were all temps, and then supposedly equal opportunity, but no, Merg, they just took on to that white British guy, and parang they think he's so smart, but actually, they gave him the opportunity without opening it to us, parang siya ang, well, also, our boss was a guy, and then I think most of us temps were girls, so Merg, he just favored that other one immediately, and that guy rose up the ranks. But I don't really care because the company was sucked.
But that's, I think that's what's happening to me now, diba? Yeah,
exactly.
So,
napolitika mo.
Napolitika kita. Na, like, even if he could have grown, more, someone just favored
the other one
immediately and then gave them opportunity to grow while he
it sucks.
It does suck.
But I guess also, if we really wanted that, I mean, I guess if I wanted that, maybe I could have fought for it. But, I don't.
I think about that too. Like, I wondered if I also wanted that, I would have been more.
Pero mawalaan mo kagana.
Makademotivate magud siya when you see it happening already, diba?
Yeah. Why would you want to work for that guy if he already favored this person and didn't even give you the chance? And nag-assume lang siya na this white guy is smarter and the rest of us girls na temps are like, worth training and we can just be the robots, whatever.
Oh my god, I nahit ko na statement, not worth training, and you can just be the robot. Because that's what I feel right now, Namark. Not worth training, and I'm just the muscle at work.
You know, I feel like that's what they do to immigrants. It's like, aside from the fact na there's like a really big gap sa earnings sa immigrants, even if we're more educated than these fuckers. I'm so angry. But like, It stays that way because, okay, sige, we should kind of fight. But, like, why do we have to fight? Why do we have to struggle? They didn't struggle for that role. Na they were just immediately chosen. So, marag, that bias has to change pa. And some companies are more behind than others. And then some companies are just more... Depende sa company or industry. Like, for example, I think with IT, they're not very concerned... Well, I think they're a bit biased towards guys. But in terms of, like, nationality or ethnicity, parang they don't really care. As long as you show them that you can program or whatever, do some IT shit, then they'll get you.
Yeah.
Even if they don't see na... Even if you have an accent or even if you're not trained here, parang they're more open. So I think it also depends sa industry or, type of work. And we got to this conversation. I love it.
Too, because it's really frustrating, Merg. So I was in training today for my new job.
Mm-mm.
And my new job is really, they're a company known for being progressive, diba? Mm-mm. So we had, Merg, a course about kanang harassment, mm-hmm. discrimination, yeah. and then murag na ay isa ka module na it said murag there are different kinds of kanang di mo harassment or part siya sa bullying
Mm-mm.
pero na ay di ba na ay physical na ay verbal pero na po'y psychological
mm.
basta na siya yung mga di na ako ma-screen ka I can show you because I can access it
examples.
But yeah but murag ka to wala kayo nga example ang psychological pero kung ano niya dito na mer at least mer na verbalize bitaw na
mm-hmm.
na bullying is also of like psychological
yeah.
kanang isolation so, kanang mer hostility mm-hmm. is psychological and that's a form of bullying
yeah
so mer katong na verbalize kay mer oh that's how I feel sa akong other marag job
nabully
na nabully ko na mer mm-hmm. psychological kaayo siya na mm-hmm. effect na mer.
Oh, we didn't forget about you, but she fails to mention you forever and just keeps mentioning or talking to the other person.
Yeah, oh, and we didn't forget about you, so you can just support. Yes, guys, so if you ever feel like, if psychologically suffer ka sa imong job,
mm-hmm.
then that could be because of bullying.
Bullying or bias.
Or bias.
Because maybe they're not aware.
Yeah,
slightly
aware
sila.
Na sa training na ang bias, mga assumptions. And yeah. then, my God, so di ba ng training ko ganina, umaya na assumptions o bias, di ba si Womayme kay nag-training po siya sa yung other work. And then ko na, ano nga mong company, wala yung nga na training.
And supposedly, dako siya na company.
Yeah, supposedly, dako siya.
Yeah, so don't be fooled by the big companies.
Yeah, the big companies.
Because usually, they're more behind.
Yeah. Because it's really, chada like home benefits, pero my God, the psychological yeah. torture I experienced since July has been,
yeah.
Grabe siya.
Interesting ni about like being advanced in kaning mga big companies because in our company, so let's say I'm in finance, char, they hired someone for marketing or something, mm-hmm. and then nasla explanation, which kind of. Is connected to this and opened my mind because they were saying, oh, we think we're very forward because as a financial mm-hmm. company, we seem kind of progressive and forward. But in terms of our marketing, behind Domi, and they hired someone who is actually from retail because mm-hmm. usually a retail daw ang mas paspas kasi ba you have to deal with consumers yes. and all that.
More on trends.
Yeah, so they hired this guy from retail background to bring us more ano mas ma forward ni because as an industry I guess finance is behind so kanang mga bias training mga kuan we're forward as a company but I guess mag you have to apply it na oh just because these companies are big or top 5 whatever it doesn't mean na they're smart about everything. They can be lacking and they can be so backward.
That's true.
Yeah. Ayon. But I love this conversation.
All right, that's it.
Goodbye.
Bye.